Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am not Alex Jones. However, it still is Thursday, the 24th day of April. I will be in for the full four hours. I'm sorry. My name is Jason Burmes. I am a producer over at Loud of the Words, one of the people that brought you Loose Change, Loose Change Final Cut. And I am honored to be sitting in for the man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones, today. I'm going to have a jam-packed show for you. We're going to be taking calls all 4 hours. In the first hour, we are going to have Luke Radowski of We Are Change. Luke was on the show yesterday talking about his Arnold Schwarzenegger confrontation. We're going to be discussing that. We're going to be discussing him and the Bush ladies, as well as a John Kerry confrontation that has not been aired on YouTube yet or really discussed. I hear that they actually had him sign a Skull and Bones picture or book or something. I don't know. It should be interesting. We'll get more info from Luke. In the second hour, we're going to have Mark Dice. We're going to be discussing one of his upcoming projects and really just his website, checking out the Resistance Manifesto. He's featured prominently in Alex's new 9/11 film that we discussed earlier in the week. Again, should be an exciting guest. In the third hour, we are going to have Jonathan Elinoff from We Are Change Colorado. And they do such great work over there. I mean, Elinoff is a really smart guy. He runs TruthAction.org. It's TruthAlliance.net. And you can see some of his great articles over there. He just continues to do bang-up work. Confronted Gary Hart recently, and Gary Hart said, "Oh, I never use the term New World Order." You know, it's so funny. The New World Order exists if you're pro-New World Order, if you're for global governance, if you're for the North American Union. These things exist. They do. But as soon as you say, "Oh, the North American Union's bad," oh, that doesn't exist. The Trans-Texas Corridor, that's not real. You know, I can see it. You can go to Google Maps or Google Earth. You can zoom in on it. You can watch the construction, but apparently it doesn't exist if you're not for it, if you don't want to see our goods shipped directly from Mexico through the United States into Canada, further eviscerating our economy. If you don't want to see that, you know, you have some common sense. The North American Union just isn't real. You know, apparently NAFTA never passed. Apparently CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, never passed in 2004, and I'm just making this stuff up. Finally, in the fourth hour, we're going to be having the Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth on. I believe we're going to be having Justin Martell for the full hour. And I don't think they've been on the Alex Jones Show before. I hope they are on the Alex Jones Show after this. But they're just a bang-up organization. They're some good friends of mine. They're out of Keene, New Hampshire. And these two college students did what any motivated Americans out there can do. They got themselves a digital video camera and began to use their mass comm major as a tool to get press passes to events and ask tough questions of candidates, especially about 9/11 truth. The people that they've gotten is unbelievable. From John McCain to Barack Obama to Mike Gravel to, of course, the first Ron Paul confrontation about 9/11, where Ron Paul said that he would be for a new independent investigation into 9/11. And so much more. And they're holding a big event over in May. I believe it's May 17th. Not only are we going to have family members, I believe it's Bob McElvain and Donna Marsh O'Connor, which is a bang-up lineup already. I mean, that's great. But they're also going to have Daniel Sunjata, who's done this program on several occasions, and a host of others that you may not see as much. Who is this host of others? Well, a lot of people still don't know who J. Michael Springman is, and he is the CIA whistleblower who worked in Jeddah in the late 80s and early 90s and was forced. I guess we're in commercial? We must be. I don't know. Are we in commercial? or we must be going to commercial. All right, so we're going to commercial. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be back after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your guest host today. My name is Jason Burmis. You can check out my stuff over at loosechangethefinalcut.com or loosechange911.com. I do a little blog, Ski and Hutch, over there. And we are honored to have on the phone the originator, the creator, the man, the myth, the legend, Luke Radowski. And Luke just keeps trucking forward. He is We Are Change. He has spread a global movement now, a global movement from places, you know, in the United Kingdom, to places in Japan, to, of course, where it all started, New York City. Luke, an honor to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
Nah, thanks for coming on, man. And we're probably not going to play too many of your clips, just because I don't think it translates as well over the radio as it does. We might play some in the fourth hour so people can check out the document cam and the new revamp stuff. And by the way, folks, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's only 15 cents a day. You get the full fourth hour in video. We got the document cam. We're able to play YouTube clips and other video and feed it right over the internet. It's an exciting time over at Alex Jones Productions. But Luke, I mean, in the last week, you've got some of the most prominent people. You've confronted them. People like Schwarzenegger, who's a thug who likes to walk around in Nazi memorabilia with his death's head belt buckle. Oh, I got a death's head belt buckle. Look how tough I am. To John Kerry, who's a Skull and Bones member, to the Bush women. Why don't you just discuss, I mean, how busy you are? I mean, literally, you don't get any sleep.
I mean, yesterday I was on the Alex Jones Show, and I said the more people attack us, the more people provocateur attacks on We Are Change, the more we're going to step it up, and that's what we're doing. We're stepping it up, and that's why I just released the Arnold confrontation yesterday. John Kerry's coming out. We have a new survivor, which is going to come out, which is going to describe bombs in the lobby of the World Trade Center. We're going to release the provocateur videos. We also confronted Katie Couric. All the videos are going to be coming out soon. We're doubling our efforts because people are attacking us left and right. That's what we're about. And we're going to send a message to the people trying to set us up that every time they attack us, we're going to grow more and more and more. And that's what it's about. It's about being defiant. It's about being brave. It's about believing in yourself and doing the right thing. And I'm telling you, within the last 2 days, I did not get an hour of sleep. I've been just up. I've been talking to lawyers. I've been going to court. I've been going to the police precincts. I've been working videos. I've been editing videos. I've been copying videos. It's just been a crazy last 48 hours. I've been just busting my butt, just trying to do whatever I can. And I'm just hoping to inspire as many people as I can to do the right thing, get out there, get involved, and be the change you want to see in this world. I know it sounds generic for me now because I've been saying it almost 100 times now, but that's what it's about.
Well, man, you are the quintessential patriot Renaissance man, in my opinion. I mean, you go out there and you get these guys on camera and you upload this to YouTube and you have no fear and you've confronted everyone from Giuliani, which got national press coverage, when you confronted him about the fact that, you know, he got a warning that morning. Okay, he got a warning that morning to get out of the buildings because they were going to come down. And then he denied that, correct, Luke?
Yeah, he definitely did. This was when Sabrina Rivera came up to Rudolph Giuliani. This was actually during his birthday, Giuliani's birthday, and shook his hand and asked him, how come you knew the towers were going to collapse? How come you said to Peter Jennings on 9/11 that the towers were going to collapse? And how come the firefighters and the police officers inside that building never got that warning? And Giuliani lied, knowingly lied. He said about 3-4 times, I never said nothing like that. And then we played the video of him saying that. And this is, and you know, we have Gary Hart lying to We Are Change Colorado. These politicians are just liars. And we keep proving it over and over again. I don't know what it's going to take for the American people just to wake up and start the second American Revolution. These people are liars. These people are mass murderers. These people are responsible for the tragedy of 9/11. We have the facts, we have the proof, we have the evidence. And it's up to us to do something about it. And that's what we're about.
Well, Luke, you know, I'm going to break a little story here on Giuliani that really has never been discussed, but I know who gave him that phone call. And how do I know who gave him that phone call? Well, I did a little investigative reporting. You know, I went to the archives, and I found out that he was on Barbara Walters 2020 a few days after the attack. Guess who gave him that phone call, Luke?
I have no idea.
Dick Cheney.
Wow.
Dick Cheney gave him that phone call, folks, and if you don't believe me, all you need to do is you need to go into the archives. It's less than a week after 9/11. He did an interview with Barbara Walters, okay? And here's the thing. It didn't get a lot of play, but, you know, you're down in New York, Luke. You know the newspaper Newsday over there, right? You know how it comes out into the different boroughs?
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend whose mother archived everything after 9/11. Literally, from 9/12 of that year, for the next 18 months, she kept all the papers. And I was down visiting him in Queens, and he's like, you know, my mom's got this stack of papers. He's like, maybe you can use this in your next project. And I got to go through it a little bit for the final cut, but, you know, it didn't really fit the script. You know, I hadn't gone through all of it. And on my new project, Fabled Enemies, which I'm working on down here in Austin right now, I did get to go through that archive. And one of the staff articles goes over Giuliani on Barbara Walters, where he clearly states that Cheney is the one that gave him that call. See, Cheney was calling everybody that morning after the Secret Service took him down to the PEOC. He called up Bush, and he said not to come back to D.C. That's because the Secret Service was getting threats, and somehow whoever was pulling off these attacks had all these secret code words. Not only the Angel is next, the Air Force One thing, but apparently they had codes for the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, and all these other high-ranking intelligence organizations. You can check that up. That's sourced at, World Net Daily. And if you type in digital moles in the White House, you're going to find out a whole new world of what happened on 9/11. It was reported once, and then it faded off. And then they said, oh, well, that threat that was received against Air Force One, that's the fog of war, Luke. It's the fog of war. We're not actually going to say who gave it to us, how we received it, what was really going on. We'll say fog of war, and the public is so dumbed down, they're going to buy it. Okay? I mean, these guys literally get on television and tell you who the criminals are, Luke, and people won't step up. You know why? American Idol's on, and it's a very good show. And everybody wants to watch that. They don't want to be involved in their local politics. They don't want to be involved in national politics. And it's kind of sad, Luke. So what do we have to do to penetrate? Do you think that maybe this next project that Alex Jones puts out, the 9/11 Chronicles, is going to spark even more activism? I mean, as I've watched this thing get edited, I can only say that, you know, it's really, I mean, you're a role model, Luke. You're going to be a role model for hopefully millions of people around the world. You're already a role model for me. You've been my hero since I first met you down in New York City when we did that first screening of Loose Change Second Edition. I saw how fired up you were. I saw how educated you were. I saw how ready to go you were. And you really, you've made me proud again and again, brother.
I mean, We Are Change is not just about me. It's about everybody. I don't even want to be a role model, to be honest with you. And I'm just hoping to inspire as many people to be the change that they want to see in this world. And the more people that stand up, the more people that become leaders, the more people that say, that's it, I'm going to do the right thing, the better it is for everybody. And if everybody just stands up, if everybody becomes their own leaders, if everybody believes in themselves and doesn't look up to anybody, I think that's where we're going to make the huge transition into freedom, into liberty. And that's what I'm hoping to achieve. And that's what We Are Change is about, and that's what, you know, we're going to get. And I just wanted to say, that's amazing research that you just pulled out. I mean, Dick Cheney telling Rudolph Giuliani that the towers are going to collapse, while the firefighters, while the police officers, while all the innocent people in the building did not know. And then we also know Larry Silverstein received the warning not to come into work. His daughter received the warning, and his son received the warning not to come into work on 9/11. And we know that from his own personal security staff. I mean, this is just so criminal. I mean, I'm just so sick and tired. How much evidence do we need to get the truth out? I mean, it's just incredible.
And I'd like to point out too that we're not saying that you know Larry Silverstein and Dick Cheney and Rudolph Giuliani were in fact the operational arm of this attack, but they were definitely involved in the cover-up and definitely had prior knowledge somehow. So they are connected, and they definitely helped with the cover-up. I mean, you know, Dick Cheney, if anybody was slightly part of the operational arm of the three, would probably be at the top of my list with the stand-down at the Pentagon, with being in the PEOC. But the thing was that when he went on television and did interviews in the first week after 9/11, he didn't think it was a big deal to talk about the PEOC and how he was there prior, let me say this again, prior to the Pentagon strike. But as it progressed, he realized, wait a minute, I can't be there before the Pentagon, because otherwise people are going to realize that I allowed that to happen. So the 9/11 Commission goes and says, well, although there's conflicting reports and conflicting evidence, Cheney wasn't in that bunker until 9:54, almost 20 minutes after the Pentagon was hit. But we know that Norman Mineta was in that bunker prior to the Pentagon strike, and he said, not only was I there prior to the Pentagon strike, but before I got there, Dick Cheney and Lynn Cheney were in that bunker. And then he talked about the aid that came in as the, you know, Pentagon was about to be attacked. He said, hey, the plane's 50 miles out, Mr. Cheney. Hey, the plane's 30 miles out, Mr. Cheney. Hey, Mr. Cheney, the plane's 10 miles out. Do the orders still stand? Of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? What? And of course, Mineta thought this was going to be a shoot-down order. I mean, two targets had been hit, two serious targets, two targets in the middle of Manhattan in restricted airspace. And then the pinnacle of the military-industrial complex, literally the most guarded building in the world, gets struck.
Protected by air defense missiles as well?
Yeah. Well, they said there's no SAM sites on the lawn. And there's no cameras at the Pentagon either, even though you could see all the cameras on the top of the building that would have caught, you know, the plane that or whatever hit the Pentagon, quite frankly. I mean, we know through a FOIA request that there are 85 videos pertaining to what struck the Pentagon, and we've seen four of them, and none of them, and I'll repeat this again, none of them clearly show American Airlines Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon. We'd love you to call in. We'd like to take callers in the next two segments. I've got Luke Radowski, WeAreChange.org, PrisonPlanet.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain. Grave digger.
Oh, Willie Nelson.
You're a stonewall night.
Gotta love it when he covers the Dave Matthews Band tune, Grave Digger. Willie, a 9/11 truther, a patriot, a hero, and he's going to be playing Bonnaroo this year. And I know someone called him about Bonnaroo earlier in the week, but I'd really love to get down there and not only talk to Willie Nelson, but talk to some of these other celebrities, some of these other comedians. Janine Garofalo is going to be there, and she's also come out on 9/11 Truth. But another guy that's going to be there, Luke, who I don't really care for, is Jim Norton. And Jim Norton helps out on the Opie and Anthony show down in New York. It's really big down there, folks. I know it's nationally syndicated and on XM. But I did the O&A show right at the beginning of Loose Change Second Edition's success. And really, Corey started to do the interview, but was not prepared to be attacked in the manner he was. And, you know, being a producer, he hadn't done all the research I had, wasn't as quick on his feet with the facts. And I literally came in and he handed me the phone after about 6 minutes of the interview. And these, you know, disgusting excuses for human beings were talking about how they wanted to rape my mother. They wanted to give her AIDS. They were cutting my mic. I referred to them as sir again and again and again. But Jim Norton just makes me nauseous. There's a whole post over at loosechange911.com about it. I mean, he's into pedophilic jokes and all sorts of nonsense. He's just a vile, vile person. And Jesse Ventura went on a couple weeks ago in studio. And I can assure you they did not treat Ventura like they treated me. Although they thoroughly disagreed with him, you don't get in the face of an ex-Navy SEAL. You don't get in the face of an ex-professional wrestler that would literally probably knock Jim Norton out with one punch, pick up his lifeless body, and beat O&A with that body. Anyway, we're talking to Luke Radowski of We Are Change. And Luke, before we go to callers, and we're going to do that in just a moment, folks. We're going to go pretty quick because we already got a lot of callers, but we're going to take them all throughout the show. I want to talk a little about this John Kerry confrontation that you just did, because I have not seen this yet. You haven't sent a tape. I haven't seen it on the YouTube. What can the kids expect?
The John Kerry confrontation is literally amazing. I mean, coming out of that confrontation, I felt so good about how it just took place. We asked John Kerry about his comments last year where he said Building 7 was brought down in a controlled fashion. I got right in his face and I asked him about his comments last year about WTC 7. He says, "I don't know what you're talking about, kid." Walked away. He's going outside. We nail him. Me, Matt, Gary, John Paul just start nailing him with questions about his comments. And he says, "I never said nothing like that," and just gets back in his car. And then before that, when he's doing his book signing, Matt LaPesa goes up to him, and instead of getting the book, he had a picture of the Skull and Bones, and he had Bush and Kerry equals Skull and Bones. And he gave it to John Kerry to sign, and John Kerry just looks at the sign, and he just throws it away, and then the police officers just drag Matt away after he looks at the Skull and Bones sign. And it's a beautiful video of John Kerry just looking up and down about three times on the Skull and Bones and looking at the camera up and down. I mean, it was a great confrontation. I mean, these people are liars. He lied. He said he never made, just like Gary Hart admitted, he never made a statement about a New World Order after 9/11. And now John Kerry's lying about him saying that Building 7 was brought down in a controlled fashion. I mean, these people are just liars. I mean, we caught him again in another lie. John Kerry lied again and said, "I never made those statements about Building 7," and just ran in his car. I mean, this is getting, you know, so crazy. I mean, what do we have to prove? I mean, these people are just liars, man.
It's literally 1984, where they can change history, things go down the memory hole, and they can just deny what they've said or done. It's just like, Bilderberg member John Edwards going around, and all of a sudden people are saying, talking to him about Building 7, he's like, "I've never heard of this. I'll look into it. I just don't know what you're talking. There's no reason to be upset. I'll check it out." And then every single instance afterwards where Building 7 is brought up, he just totally ignores it. You know, in passing, he's admitted to going to the Bilderberg meeting, but he said it was for environmental reasons. I mean, what kind of suckers do they think we are?
We're not. I mean, we're exposing them one YouTube video at a time. We're exposing that they're liars, and they are just completely, without a doubt, lying to the American people. And that's what they're doing, and we're proving it every time we confront them.
We can get by with a little help from our friends. Going to callers right after the break. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We will not be forgotten.
Make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend.
He ain't his friend, folks. He's there to take his farms, there to take his land. He's there to put on the government control that we are all under, folks. It's the truth. They're really consolidating power right now. I mean, they're blowing out the housing market. They're blowing out the dollar. That's why it's important to have hard currencies. Silver, gold. Ted Anderson can help you out with that. And it's good to have the information, Luke. We have to keep educating each other. We have to keep confronting this stuff. And we have to push. And push until we get the perpetrators behind 9/11, man. The way I look at it is our entire foreign and domestic policy, Luke, is based on what the government and media have told us about 9/11. And it's time to take that back. It's time to bring the truth to the people. Luke, we're going to go to callers. So let's go to our first caller. Russ in Texas, he's been holding the longest. Russ, are you with us?
I sure am.
You know, one of the most fulfilling things in being part of the Patriot Movement is actually getting to interact with the people that I look up to and admire. And you guys are right up at the top of that list, along with Alex. And I've had a chance to meet you, Jason, at the Freedom and Law Conference in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I had my 15-year-old son with me, and he was very much impressed with the information. But I took him last night to a special screening of a new movie called Howard and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. And this is your typical vulgarity and sophomore humor. Now, you guys are young enough to be immersed in the pop culture enough where I don't think it would bother you too much, and I'd recommend seeing it. Uh-huh. But these guys get caught. I'm not going to give away too much of the movie, and I have a point to make. But these guys get caught on an airplane smoking out of a bong, and the people on the plane misconstrue what they call it as a bomb. So they get thrown in Guantanamo Bay. Well, you know, of course, the brain-dead Homeland Security people come along, and the top guys think they really have some serious terrorists on their hands. And this guy actually, at one point, one of the guys says, I'm not going to say a word until my lawyer gets here. I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment. And the Homeland Security guy goes and gets a copy of the Bill of Rights, tears out the page with the Fifth Amendment on it, and wipes himself with it. Now, this is typical, but my point is they're using humor to get the message out.
Well, I would say this. I mean, Michael Hayden virtually did that by saying, well, you know, it's not probable cause. It's reasonable search and seizure. And the journalist who's talking to Michael Hayden is saying, no. He's like, it's, probable cause, so then you can have a reasonable search and seizure. He's like, no. There is no probable cause. It's reasonable search and seizure, and we're going to decide what's reasonable. And that's, I mean, on one end, you're right. You know, that's there for the youth. They're trying to bring us into this, that there is no Fifth Amendment. And then, you know, for the older crowd that are watching the news, they're seeing Michael Hayden up there going, No. It's reasonable search and seizure. There is no problem.
You're actually talking about the Fourth Amendment. But,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's okay. No. I understand. But, you know, his point was, I'm not going to say a word. You know, the point is, I mean, just like, you know, George W. Bush said, you know, this is just, Constitution is just a GD piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
This is the attitude that these people have. They even interact with an actor who's playing the President Bush in the movie. And at one point, they sit down and get stoned with him. And then he says, he tells him, he says, look, it's not important for a citizen to stand up for his government. I am the government, and I don't trust them. He said it's important for a citizen to stand up for his country.
Well, Russ, I mean, that's just the way it is. Ever since the Military Commissions Act, he's pretty much anointed himself a god. I thank you for the call, Russ, and thanks for coming out. Oh, you still there? No. You're still there. Go ahead, Russ.
Okay. There is not a We Are Change group in Dallas, Texas.
Well, then there needs to be. Someone needs to get out there.
The sitting president is moving here after his term.
Well, there needs to be. And,
yeah.
You know, wearechange.org, truthaction.org, lonelantern.org. There's 9/11 truth groups everywhere, and I'm calling people out. You know, let's do this. Luke, how do they get started? Why don't you let the people know? And thanks, Russ. We're going to go to another caller. Luke, how do they get involved in We Are Change?
People could contact us to get the rules and bylaws and everything that we stand for about nonviolence and peaceful demonstrations. And it's really just about getting a camera, getting in politicians' face, educating people, talking to people. And as long as you're doing the right thing, you are being a part of change. And that's all that really matters.
Absolutely. Thank you, Luke. Let's go to Scott in New York. I love New York. That's where I'm from, folks. A little vacation. Scott, are you with us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, man?
Good, man. I live in New York City, and I lived there on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Union Square, and after the first building got hit, I went on top of my roof deck, and, you know, I was watching. I didn't see the second plane hit. I saw the explosion, and, you know, I'm just curious, you know, about the whole second plane. I know there's people are saying that the footage isn't fake on CNN, and I know mm-hmm. you've done a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, you know,
what's my opinion on it?
Opinion is on it. Yeah, because
sure.
when you go slow-mo on that thing,
mm-hmm.
it does look like it could be fake.
All right. Let me get into it, though. Let me talk about it, because I've gotten this, and, you know, I'm not trying to cut you off here. But,
hey,
you know,
Jason, if I could say something as well.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I just talked to a survivor who was in another building when the Twin Towers were under attack. It was a building across the World Trade Center. He says he didn't see the first plane hit the building, but he says he clearly saw the plane hit the second building, and then he saw a huge explosion in the lobby take place.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me just go over it, Luke, because I'm with you on that. I mean, I've talked to dozens of eyewitnesses. You know, I go down to New York City with you. I'm down there maybe, you know, 4 or 5 times a year in some kind of a respect where I am talking to family members, where I am talking to first responders. And on top of that, I would say this. If they were going to fake the video of the second plane, why wouldn't they make it look more like a United Airlines plane? Everybody who's flown United knows, okay, and I'm going to say this again, knows that it has a blue underside with 2 large blue engines. Now, in all the videos I've seen, the best you can see is possibly a United logo on the tail, all right? But when you watch that famous CNN shot from the underbelly of the plane, it's a gray plane. You know, it's clearly a gray plane. There's no tonal difference. There's no blue on the underside. There's no blue engine. Plus, it makes an outline hole of whatever hits the building, the plane. I mean, the wings are there. You know, the body's there. It goes in. The huge explosion happens. And then there's a hole there. I do not believe in TV fakery. I think there's a good possibility that they use drones. If you look at the scientific evidence of the G-forces, if you look at the drills they were running that day, if you look at the fact that they had E-4Bs in the air, these doomsday planes, one of which got caught out in D.C. right around the time of the Pentagon attack. And then, of course, there is a mysterious white plane on the scene of the World Trade Center prior to the second strike. You can see it's a camera plan archive. I suggest everybody go out and check it out. It looks a little different from an E-4B. It looks like it's a white body with a blue underside on the wings and possibly a blue tail. But you can also see it looks like that plane is also leaving as the second plane hits the building. And it's possibly an E-4B. I'm not going to go out and say it is an E-4B, but it is a mysterious white plane that is in restricted airspace and should not be there. Okay, I do not believe all this, you know, color key, 9/11 octopus, TV fakery garbage. And I really think that's out there to discredit us. I mean, why would they do that? It makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, I'm yet to be proven wrong, and I think Nico Haupt is a raving lunatic. You can just see that by his tactics. And I'm not even going to plug, you know, his work, because he's out there harassing people that are being proactive, like Luke Radowski all the time. You know, Luke, you're out there trying to make change, trying to bring up real issues, and you've got to deal with this guy who's just in your face because you're not taking his opinion. Scott, I thank you for the call, man. I hope I answered your question. We're going to jump to yet another caller. Let's go to James in Indiana. James, are you with me?
Hi, Jason.
How you doing, man?
Really good job.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I've got a question for you and one question for Luke, too.
Sure.
If I can, okay.
Yeah.
The one for you. Earlier, you kind of touched on it, the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the plane, and then you corrected yourself or whatever it was that hit it.
Mm-hmm.
What's confusing to me is, why not just admit it was a plane? Because as far as I'm aware of,
mm-hmm.
every witness that was there said it was a plane,
mm-hmm.
and all the evidence was a plane.
Mm-hmm.
There are rescue workers who went inside and talked about the passengers that were still strapped inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't seen that one, but I mean, have you seen the final cut yet, James?
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie. I got it. I bought it from
you. All right, excellent. So you know that, I mean, we do kind of show both sides. I mean, we do show you the eyewitnesses that were there that said that they saw a plane. However, none of them saw the plane actually strike the building. They all say it goes over that hill, even Mike Walter, who didn't make the final cut, but he was in the second edition. Now, we went down to D.C. earlier in the year, and I even went and had a barbecue with Mike Walter. He's the famous guy that said he saw the American Airlines logo, and it was like a missile with wings. And I literally spent the afternoon with him and his family and Bob Pugh, who's in the movie, who took all that video of the lawn and everything. And I found it very telling that, you know, although he promised us an interview, we went to his home, we had dinner with him, he kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off until it was about the end of the week, and then he just flat out said no. Okay, so I don't know why he would say no to us.
Yeah,
when
but you're aware that there's like lots of other witnesses.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But then you go to the guy who was heading up the operation, and he says, well, there's not any big pieces of plane. We haven't found any engines, any fuselage sections. There's these tiny sections. So, I'm still up in the air with what exactly hit the Pentagon. I don't like to take either side. Obviously, you have to account for the damage against the light poles. You would think something with a wingspan would have had to hit those down. But I would say it's really hard for me to believe that a 757 or a 767 could do that and still maintain enough control not to crash into the lawn or the highway beforehand. I may be wrong.
But that's the heart of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It has planes flying into buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And with that plane flying into that building, we know for a fact that a person couldn't do it. That's, to me, a smoking gun proof of remote controls.
Well, I got to agree. If it was a plane, man, I do think it was remote controlled. I don't think it was made of the same material as a 757 or 767. Those wings are relatively, you know, light, flexible metal. You know, I mean, everybody's been on a plane. Or not everybody, but most people. And if you sit by the window, you can see, you know, the wings move up and down a little bit. You know, there's that there for strain and stress. And I still don't see how it clipped those five light poles, even remote control, it being made of that material. It could have been a drone. It could have been something we don't know about. It could have been painted up like an American Airlines plane. My biggest problem with that is if it's a 757, 767 type, even if it was supposedly remote controlled in, where's the tail section? Where's the marsh from the tail section? How come the wingspan isn't as wide as it should be with the markings? It's off about 60 feet. I think the damage to the building is something like 74 feet, and the wingspan is something like 120 feet. So, I mean, again, you know, I'm with you that I do believe some type of plane hit the building. What type is up in the air for me? So you said you had a question for Luke also?
Yeah.
All right.
Any chance on getting a confrontation with the Penguin, Dick Cheney?
He was here in New York City, but we couldn't get anywhere near him Monday. The police officers and Secret Service all over him, and there's no way we could get near him. But if there is, we'll be there. Don't worry about it.
All right.
All right, James, thank you so much for the call, man. And I would say that my favorite Dick Cheney confrontation so far shows up in Spike Lee's documentary about Hurricane Katrina, where a couple guys find out he's around the corner in their truck, and they're like, let's go, man, let's go confront him. And they go right up to him, go F yourself, Mr. Cheney, why don't you go F yourself? And then the reporter's like, Mr. Cheney, are you getting a lot of that?
First time I've heard it.
All right, let's go to James in Indiana. James, are you with us? James maybe dropped? No James? All right, well, I did just talk to James. What am I doing? Of course I did. Let's go to Don in Texas. I'm sorry about that. Don, are you with us?
Yeah, hi there.
How you doing, man?
Glad to see you there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're a real patriot. The reason I call is something that doesn't come up too often, and I think that Alex and several other people have been holding off on it, is this raid on the Yearning for Zion Mormon group out there in West Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been keeping up on it, so what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I hope you've been researching it,
mm-hmm.
and they've been making different proclamations, like the royal king would say, without any trial at all, that it's a pedophile camp for sexual gratification for elderly men,
mm-hmm.
and there's been no trial.
I agree with you there. Let me just break this down for people that don't know. The government came in to a polygamist compound, and they took all these women's kids. Now, they got them both on there. They separated them. They said that they were just going to be away from them for a moment, and then they shipped the kids off in buses. Now, they told the women that they could stay there and try to get their kids back, or they could go back to the compound. Now, there was no guarantees either way. Now, these women have been paraded around Larry King Live, Anderson Cooper. I mean, it seems like CNN is doing the most coverage of this. Now, they've let people into their home recently. And here's my take on that. So far, I'm not going to go whether the guys that are there are pedophiles or not. I don't know. I'm not in there. There is no trial, like you said. Now, the state always seems to go after the people that the masses are going to conclude are crazy off the bat. That's why we saw what happened at Waco. You know, they always test it on people that are a control group, okay? And what they're doing here is they're saying they're going in and making a precedent that they can take your kids whenever they want without a trial. And that's why I believe they're targeting these women. You know, I feel for these women, you know, but it doesn't help their cause that one of these women actually, you know, left the compound, escaped with their children, and is talking a lot of smack about it. Now, I don't know what the situation there is, but I do know it's not good news for me and you, who live what I would say normal moray lives, you know, one wife, kids, because they're going to use that precedent to inflict this rule on the rest of the population. Do you agree with that, Don?
Another thing, too, you say this one woman left the camp and she's copping out on them and saying they're terrible people.
Yep.
That could be a constructed event.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something that there was one woman that had already written a book about the whole thing well ahead of the raid, like it was planned, saying that they were terrible people. They say it's a polygamous group. I know a lot of Mormons. I used to guide hunters up in Wyoming and Idaho, and a lot of Mormon people would come there. And I don't know for sure. Why do they say it's a polygamous camp? I've not proved that it's so. There may be some of that. If they are, they should go through the process of the law, not just raid them and make royal proclamations that we've decided this without any trial. And I think there's already been 10 or 12, 15 children that have been so upset and frightened and everything that
Don,
they had.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%, Don. There needs to be a trial. There needs to be due process. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back to Simon and others. Last segment with Luke Radowski. Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the first hour. Final segment with Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org. You can check everything out over at Infowars.com. If you missed any of this global transmission, we loop it. So, you know, you'll be able to hear this until tomorrow when Alex goes live again. Yes, Alex Jones will be back for Friday, folks. I'm just filling in for today. You can also go to the InfoWars shop and check out some of the new movies they got. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited about these films. I checked out American Drug War probably about 2 months ago and was thoroughly impressed with Kevin Booth's performance in this movie. This is an important film. This really breaks down how the CIA and other covert programs within the United States government ship in the hard drugs. They ship in the cocaine. They ship in the heroin that they get you hooked on, throw you in prison for, and then have you work slave labor for about 39 cents an hour for corporations like AT&T and others. You didn't know? Yeah, they're the ones calling you at night saying, hey, how would you like to switch your service? That's a convicted felon. Yeah, more times than not. See, that way they don't have to outsource to Pakistan or Mexico or one of these other second or third world nations where they can, you know, pay these people slave labor wages. You know, they can just pay slave labor wages in this country and privatize the prisons. It's all good stuff, isn't it, Luke? I still got Luke?
The new America, which we're all living in, unless we do something, it's only going to get worse.
Luke, before we take another call, I really just want to plug WeAreChange.org. I want to plug, you know, your YouTube site. Oh, what is it, YouTube? And they can just Google We Are Change and they can see all your stuff?
YouTube.com/WeAreChange.
That's right. And there's all sorts of stories over at Prison Planet, over at InfoWars. Aaron Dykes does a great job over here. The Watson boys out in the UK, they do an awesome job. InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, I want you to thank those guys. Those guys are awesome.
They really are. You know, I love those guys. And let me plug Paul Joseph Watson's book really quick, because Order Out of Chaos, for me, was the quintessential New World Order book. Okay, it's very easy read. It's very well sourced. And it's just, it's not over the top, folks. Everything in that book is the real deal. And I'd like to commend Paul Joseph Watson for what he does over there. He's a hard worker. He puts together some great stories. And, you know, I love those guys. They're awesome guys. So let's take one more caller before we go into the break to the second hour. Simon in California. How you doing, man?
How do you do, gentlemen?
Good.
I'd just like to say I really appreciate what yourself and Luke and all the others are doing. And I'm going to make this call as quickly as possible because I know you guys have got a lot going on. But just to give you a feel for my background, I spent 9 years with the British Special Forces as a former lieutenant colonel. I've managed to wake up a good friend of mine that's now left the service. He actually served in the Pentagon, so I'd like to make that up. My first point is the fact that you can't approach the Pentagon at least 150 miles out without being detected. So there's obviously an inside job going on there. With the damage that was caused, it is almost identical to the firing of an Exocet missile, which actually can be launched from a carrier and a number of other forms of transport.
Mm-hmm.
My second point is that the witnesses that say they saw various planes on 9/11 in New York, obviously...
Simon, stick around. We're going to bring you over to the second hour. Luke, thank you so much for joining us. WeAreChange.org. Get ready. Second hour coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.